Radharasura Nidhi Ki Jai. So we're discussing this verse, number 114, about the Rishishri's footmarks, and we heard a description of the Leela, how all the gopis are dancing with their one Krishna, which we heard about. So it was a nice lead-in. They're dancing with one Krishna alone, and they don't see any other Krishnas or any other gopis, but the only other gopi they see is Radharani in the form of her footprints, or Charan Chinna, which are decorating beautifully, are beautifying and decorating the transcendental land of the Rasastali, Rasa Mandal. We heard about that, and then we wanted to describe word for word of this verse to deepen our vision of this Leela and deepen our understanding of the feelings of the Sakhi Manjris, or especially Sakhis. The Manjris are generally, we haven't heard that they're directly dancing with Krishna. This would be reserved for the Sakhis. The Manjris are very much heartily connected with Radharani's footprints, and the Manjris are observers of the Rasa dance, and they're Sevites of the Rasa dance. They have so many refreshments that they've prepared, and so many tambul, packets of tambul, batika, refreshing tambul for Radha and Shyam and other Sakhis, their Yukteswaris. And they're also playing different musical instruments and singing in the choir, or you can say ensemble. So they're Manjri musicians and Manjri assistants, and they're all, no matter what their individual service is, they are fixed and riveted. Their hearts and minds and eyes are fixed and riveted on the form of Radha and on Shyam, how Shyam is responding to Radha and Radha responding to Shyam, and what is it about Radha that's controlling or moving Shyam in certain ways? Because the angle of vision, the Manjri Drishti, the vision of a Manjri is through the eyes of Radha. Because a Manjri is Radha Sneha Adik. She has more loving attachment and affection. Means more. Has lots and lots of love and attachment and affection for Shyam. But more, adik, extra, more additional, something deeper, some different variety and type of love that she has for Radhika. It's reflective of Radha's love. It enhances Radha's love, and it itself is a jyoti of Radha's love. The Manjri's love is the effulgence of Radha's love. So it's a different nature than their love that they express towards Krishna, their loving service. So that heart's position of the Manjri influences their vision of the Leela and of the pastimes, and the way they see the Leela and the way they understand the Leela and the pastimes and interpret it. So when they write books like Vishwanath and others, they describe the Leelas from the viewpoint of Manjri. But when you read the Ras Leela described from the viewpoint of a Sakhi, like Prabodhananda Saraswati, he wrote many books, and one very famous book he wrote was called Sangeet Madhav. Sangeet Madhav, I don't know if it's in English, but Sangeet Madhav is by Prabodhananda Saraswati. It's about the Rasa Das. And he wrote another book, which is a summary of the different flavors of Ras and Rasa Panchadaya, called Ras Ascharya Prabandha. And in that book, his angle of how he's seeing the Rasa dance and how he's seeing Radha and Krishna is from the angle of a Sakhi. And when Vishwanath describes the Rasa dance in Krishna Vamanamrita, or Krishna's Kaviraj describes the Rasa dance and Govinda Leelamrita, it's from the angle of a Manjri. So one who's perceptive and has Adhikar, then he will understand this and see this in the comparative study of these very high-end rasic shastras. So what's being reported here by the Prabhupada Saraswati, Tungavidya Sakhi, is that all of we Sakhis are dancing with Krishna, myself, Tungavidya, and the other Sakhis, But we are Radharani's Ashta Sakis, Tangavidya, Indulaika, Champak, Chitra, Ranga, Sridevi, Lalita, Vishak. And we're in Sakivav. We have our vilas, our intimacy, intimate love dalliance with Krishna in our own kunjas, alone, privately, ecstatically. At the same time, we also have a special love towards Radharani because we're part of Rajut, her inner Ashtasakigan. And we're her intimate sakis. Because who are we? We're her Kaya view of Radha. And what are we? We're not only expansion of her direct form, but we're expansion of her heart's desire to love Krishna in eight different ways. Ashtanayika Bhav. Ashtanayika Bhav. Kalahantarita Bhav, Kandita Bhav, Vasichika Bhav, and Swadina Bhatrika Bhav. And there's different, and then Utkantita Bhav. There's eight different Nayika Bhavs, the loving moods of, eight different loving moods of a heroine, a Nayaka. And I have all of them within me unlimitedly, but I can't express all eight of them simultaneously. So what to do? So, I manifest eight forms, eight rupams of my bhav, of my Nayaka bhav. My Kalahantarita bhav becomes, I forget, let's say Lalita, and my and different Ashtasakis, Ashta bhavs, Ashtanayaka bhavs, Ashtanayakas. So they, and then they love Krishna and they fully embody and express that on my behalf with my empowerment and my Shakti, Ladini Shakti, because they are me. I want to love Krishna from eight directions. Because how many directions are there? Eight. North, south, east, west, northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest. Eight directions. So Ashta Shakis. And the Shakis are around. The Shakis kunjas are in eight directions around Krishna. And the Shakis stand in eight directions around Krishna. And Radharani expands herself in eight directions around Krishna. So Pakarosha. He can't go anywhere. She holds on to him. He goes to the north. She grabs him as Lalita. He goes to the south. She grabs him as Tungavidya or whatever. He goes to the west. Radha grabs Krishna as Tungavidya. Like this. Cornered, surrounded. Premalingata. Radharani's arms are Premalingata in close, immediate proximity. And her other, she has eight arms. Radharani has eight arms, like Durga, eight arms. Ha! Eight weapons. So Radharani also has eight arms. But does she doesn't have murderous weapons. She has love weapons. Kalahantarita Bhav. And Kila Kinchit Bhav. And Utkantita Bhav. And these eight arms are the Ashtasakis. And, you were trying to get away. I have eight arms, eight forms to give you a loving embrace. And this Nayika Bhav and that Nayika Bhav, where do you think you will go, big boy? You are one. We are many. There are eight plus me makes nine. Times nine is 81. Times 81 is 8,400,000 varieties of Radha. That's 360 types of heroines. Says Nushal Nilamani, and they're all Radha. So we're describing this verse, number 114, about the vision of Asheshri's footprints. So Sakis are looking there, they're not even, Krishna has his arm around their necks and waist, and they have theirs, and it's just me, Krishna and I alone, and we're dancing in the Rasamandal, thrilling, spinning and thrilling and loving and enjoying, relishing each other's intimate contact and company. But even in the deepest and most confidential intimacies, our minds are elsewhere. It's like us when we chant japa. We have a chance to be in those intimate confidential relationship with Radha Krishna Yuga and their holy name. But our minds there? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they're everywhere but there. So the gopis are like this with a personal sarup, praying sarup of Krishna. Are their minds with him? No. Radha Govinda is a praying sarupa of Radha and Krishna. Radha Govinda, the Radha Govinda Yuga Mantra, the Maha Mantra is a praying sarupa of Radha and Krishna. But are our minds there? No. But it's not that we're embracing the holy name, our mind is looking at the feet of Radha. But they are embracing Krishna and he's embracing around the neck, but their minds and attentions. Look at Radharani's feet, look at the marks in her feet. And that's what they're saying. Vision of Rasheshri's 19 footprints. Kadasu manikinkini, valaya nupura prolasana, maha madaramandala adbutta vilasa rasotsale, api prayano brihad bunja krihita kantyo vayam, pramnija Rasheshri chanana lakshma vikshamahe. When Tungavidya's Prabhupada Saraswati going deep in the Spurti, as Tungavidya is seeing a Leela, going deep in the ocean of Spurti, drowning in these deep visions of Leela and Rasa, drinking the Rasa of the deep ocean of Prema, and losing himself in Seva and Smaran and ecstasy, then floating to the top, and then losing that vision of the deep, deep sea of Prema. And then he's lamenting, Kada, Kada, when will I see again what I saw? When will I see again what I saw? When will I see again what I saw? Kada sumani kinkini valiya nupura prolasan maha madhura mandala bhutta vilas rasotsave rasa utsav api prayino pranayino brihad buja Grihita Kantyo Vayam Paramnijarasheshri Charna Lakshma Viksha means my all the vision Viksha is there on the Rasheshri Charna, the lotus feet, the Lakshma, the marks. When nice jeweled waist bells, bangles, anklets, decorated by the best of ornaments, that Radha, and that great circle of dancing sweetness, astounding pastimes and Buddha Vilas, in enjoying the Rasa festival, Rasa Utsav. Although we are dancing, we Sakis are dancing with our beloved Sri Krishna's strong arms around our necks, still, we will only look towards, if someone has their arm around your neck, you usually don't go like this. Oh, that's nice, look at that. If the lover has the arm around the neck, then that means they're like looking at each other generally. One would imagine something like that, wouldn't you? So they're not looking in the eyes of their beloved Krishna. They're like, oh, that's nice. They're totally entranced. Entranced by the chinna, Radhacharan chinna. Rasheshri charan, not just Radhacharan, Radhacharan, Rasheshri charan. She's the Ishvari of Vrindavan, she's the Ishvari of the Rasa dance, she's the Ishvari of Krishna's Pranishvari Radha ki. Krishna's Pranishvari is Radha. She's the Lord of his pran, his very life's air, his very existence, his very being, his Radharani, Rasheshri, Praneshri, Rasheshri, Ishri, 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 Ishri Radha. Vrindavan Ishri. Anyone who's in Vrindavan, she's the controller. Anyone's in Vrindavan, she's the queen. Anyone who's approaching the kingdom of Ras, she's the controller of the Ras. She's the abode of Ras, Rasa Sarup. The queen of Ras, the empress of Ras. Rasheshri, Akeshri, Triveda Bhartishri, Pramoda Kananishri, Ishri, Ishri. What's that verse? Beginning, Makeshri, Kriyeshri, Sureshri, Sureshri, Triveda Bharatishri, Pramana Kananishri, Brajeshri, Brajadipe, Shiradike, Namostate. Kada Krishna Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajana. So we're doing what kind of bhajan? Kataksha bhajan. Who else is doing this type of bhajan? Krishna. Krishna is doing kripa kataksha bhajan. He's begging, he's pleading, he's crying for one single sidelong glance of mercy from Rasheshri Radha. Radha kripa kataksha bhajan. So that's all our bhajan is about. Just look at me. not fully straight on, just like, what is the goal and ambition of every surrendered disciple? All I want is that my guru glances at me. If he glances upon me, that drishti, that mercy drishti, that prema drishti, that whatever he is, whatever he has, whatever is in his heart, kripa, bhav, prema, encouragement, love, peace, happiness, whatever, whatever treasure and wealth and jewels he has stored in his heart of devotion, let him glance upon me and sprinkle me with that gem or that jewel of his heart. But he doesn't even look at me. He never glances at me. I only know when we joined all the disciples, all my god brothers, we lived with the brahmachari in ashram. We were just thinking, we want Prabhupada to look at us. We want Prabhupada to glance at us. Okay, he's in a glass, Jai Radhama, he's giving. So in the Bhagavatam, Krishna's saying, but Prabhupada, he never really looked at anyone when he gave class. In 20, 30 classes we sat in directly. He had his eyes closed a lot of the times. His eyes were closed in giving class. He's looking, but his eyes are open, but he's looking internally. He's not really focusing on anyone. It was very rare. I actually looked at someone. He's just like, so here in this class, Radharani, you know, his eyes are like, you know, so I can go like this, so you can see Radharani. My eyes are open, but I'm not really particularly focusing a glance on anyone. Prabhupada was like that. So we're sitting, there's like 400 eyes on Prabhupada. There's the devotees and ladies upstairs. Everyone's like this, like Sthita Dimuni. You know, he goes like this, we go like that. He moves his head like this, we go like that. And he goes like this, we go like that. He goes like that, we go like that. We're just trying to catch his attention, catch his glance. For Lava Matra, Sarasanga Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Just a moment's glance. That's Siddhi. Lava Matra means a Nimesha. Nimesha, blink of an eye is a Nimesha. Yugayatam Nimeshena. Krishna, you glance at us for the blink of an eye, Nimesha. But when we can't see you for the blink, when we can't see you, Sakshat Darshan, see you directly, or even from our Kripa Kataksha, then we're dying in the fires of a million years separation. So we aren't gopis, we aren't Radha. We aren't in Virha Bhav, but we feel separation from the heart of our Guru. We're serving, we're surrendering, we're trying, we want some momentary glance. So this is also a form of Kripa Bhajan, Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. But the Kripa Shakti Murti Sri Guru, very mercifully, I can count on my hand the number of times where Prabhupada looked directly at me, and I remember distinctly those times. And they're my wealth, they're my cherished wealth. Those few times where he glanced directly at me, and everyone tells their story, Prabhupada looked at me and it was like lightning bolts, and I don't know about all that, but I've heard different disciples and God brothers speaking on Dhirabhav. He looked at me and there was 1,000 lightning bolts coming out of his eyes, and immediately they struck me, and my body was trembling. Okay, that's nice. But I just try to remember those love-filled, merciful glances. And the memory is enough to carry me on. I don't have all these ecstatic symptoms like so many God brothers, whatever. But I remember distinctly once in L.A. was Guru Puja Kirtan. And all the devotees were, the men were in front and down there. Women are upstairs in the balcony. L.A. Temple, New Dwarka. And everyone's jumping, and all these, so the brahmacharis are all jumping, and we're jumping, and we're just thinking, I have to keep jumping and jumping so high, and just like, I have to get so high, the Prabhupada says, what's that? And then all of a sudden one goes, boing! Like a Super Bowl, you know, these Super Bowls go like that, goes like that, some little thing, and go like, goes boing, 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 all over the place, Super Bowl. So when I was jumping, I was thinking, I was praying to Krishna, and as a kid, I said one of these things, boing, boing, boing. So I used to think, Krishna, can I pee like a Super Bowl? You know, like when I jump, I go boing, and I like hit the ceiling. And then he sees his orange ball coming down. With a big stupid smile, you know, looking at him, and he goes, doing, doing, doing. sit down. So we jumped and we jumped, and somehow at one point I really felt that I was super ball Shakti Avesh. That the super ball had entered into me. And when I jumped, I just all of a sudden I went, God, I left the field of gravity. You know, I became a spaceman. And I was going up, and I didn't really know what was happening. This is a fact. And somehow, and Prabhupada, he was like, you know, looking around, he was playing his gong. They were thinking Guru Puja, he played his gong, you know. And he looked at me like this, like, who are you? But he looked at me straight, eye to eye. That's one time. And I said, "Shh, that's nice." And then I lost that empowerment, you know, that Shakti Vesh was withdrawn from me, and Ramachandra took it back. So this is Kripa Kataksha Bhajan. And that's what's going on this month by Krishna. He's begging for Radharani's Kripa. And if we get Radharani's Kripa, we can start discussing the word for word. Because it says here, Nija Rasheshri, my Rasheshri, the queen of my Rasa dance. I'm in Rasa dance. I'm a Sakhi. Astra Sakhi, Tungavidya. I'm in Rasa dance. And the Mantris are also identifying the Rasa dance. But the queen of my Rasa dance, I'm not the queen of the Rasa dance, Alita Vishaka. Nija Rasheshri, Nija Rasa Ishri, the queen, the Ishri, the queen of the Rasa dance, Nija, my own queen of the Rasa dance is Radha, Rasheshri Radha, not Rashe. I can be called Rasheshri Lalita. I'm also in Ras. And Vishaka, Rasheshri Vishaka, they're also expert. But they're saying my Rasheshri is Krishna's Rasheshri, but the gopis are saying he's my Rasheshri. I mean, she is my Rasheshri. And being so, her Charna Lakshma, those characteristics and marks of her feet, Vikshamahe, my glance is excessively and completely riveted and fixed on the marks on Radharani's feet as I'm dancing. Yeah, Krishna's nice, you know? It's nice. I said, what is with this one? And she's like, I have my arm around your neck and my strong arms, and you're not even looking at me. Hare. What's she looking at? Oh, look at that. Then Krishna starts looking also. No, whatever. That's not said. Mantris will see that. So with that moment, that frozen moment in our minds of the Sakhis gazing intently at the footprints of Radharani, and we'll remember those 19 marks on Radharani's feet and now, tomorrow, and forever, and think about how to improve our Kripa Kataksha Bhajan in relation to Kripa Shakti Murti Sri Krishna and Kripa Mai Radha. And with all their combined mercy, we may meet together again tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Radharasura Nidhi ki jai.